Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning into afternoon. This is Charmaine on the Charmaine Show Blog Talk Radio. You are joining me. If you're not, then you'll be listening to the replay when I post it. So good morning. This is your host, Charmaine, on the Charmaine Show Blog Talk Radio. It peters between overcast. The sun's coming out. Very cool. First day of spring 2021. And I am feeling amazeballs. I say that because I woke up really early this morning, as is customary. And I got to get the coffee going around 6-ish by 6. And scrolling through memories on Facebook, getting caught up. It was an amazing week this week. I decided that I had to set some boundaries for myself within my world, right? And it was all about creating that balance. Here I was coming from Mexico, having to quarantine off of my secular job for 2 weeks and balancing that, but also balance not just a day-to-day thing. It's a season-to-season thing. It's a week-to-week thing. It's a month-to-month thing. It's an hour-to-hour thing. So it's a constant thing that's always happening. So today's show, we are going to talk about work-life balance and inner satisfaction. Well, when I think about work-life balance and inner satisfaction, I feel like I could talk about this for days and days and days. Therefore, I'm doing my doctoral dissertation, nonetheless, especially for us middle-aged adults. So I'm going to jump right on in because I feel like I said, we will be talking about balance and inner satisfaction and inner peace and creating that finding that space that we exist the best, right? So when I think about balance and harmony are two sides of the same coin. Both of them are in relationship to who we are and determining what is most important to us. Let's pause there for a minute. Who am I? Most of us are on that journey. And I believe for our lifespan, we ought to remain on that journey into not finding because we are who we are, but discovering and enjoying the experiences of everything that we are. And a part of that is finding what is most important to us. So where, as someone such as myself, who is a morning person, who has the ability to multitask and balance, it's been kind of, I don't know if it's my DNA or if it's a habit or practice that I have created over time to find what works. But that is what the key is. The key is finding what's important to you and finding, put it this way, finding what's important to you and making it work for you. And I think that's what it boils down to. I think when I also think about balance and harmony, it's about that inner relationship, right, of what matters. But on the other hand, it's also that outer relationship between yourself, between ourselves, and the entire world around us. I think by that I mean that who am I, finding that balance and that harmony, and that is also most unequivocally going to align with your truth, right? So if it doesn't go against your grain, if it feels right and good and you're okay with it and you've just determined that no matter what, I am in this space, this is the space I am most at peace, this is a space that I don't think about what's on the periphery that much, This is a space that I am most like myself in, then you're closer to that truth of who you are, right? That truth maybe can change as we go through and move along the life cycle. As we go through and move along our path in life, the stations or roles that we assume or play or experience in our lifetime. So at some point, you're going to get to maybe the parenting, the child bearing, the child rearing stage. For most of us, that is the progression. Also with work, you're going to change career paths. You're going to figure out what you align most with, what your skills and strengths are. You're probably going to align a career with something that you really enjoy. And or for some people, they want to choose a career because what's most important to them is making the most money, or a career path that is going to determine their financial worth, or I dare say a career path that they deem or believe will translate to their worth if it has that financial, you know, equalizing factor, right? So your relationship to who you are in relationship and harmony to the world around you. The world around us is our immediate families, our children, our spouses, our loved ones, our partners, our extended families, our siblings, our cousins, and our work life people, and then the people that we meet socially, and on top of that, an extension of social friends, social media friends, people that you may or may not have met or have a tight relationship with. And then there is further out where it's the media as a whole, and apart from that is the entire world, sectors, and even the planet, and how you relate to that. Call me a little woozy, but I believe, and that's what has proven for me, and some people are into the stars and things like that. I personally, and maybe it's just my own personal belief that I choose to hold dear, is that I really do align with the moon and the moon cycle. I align myself with nature and the seasons and how that goes. I align myself with the flow of nature itself. I appreciate water. I love water. I love the ocean, the waves. It just does something for me. So I think every one of us has something that we align with that is a part of the universe, that is a part of nature. So it is Sunday morning, and I don't mean to preach a lesson on spirituality, but if we're going to deal with work-life balance and inner satisfaction, we have to tap into that spiritual harmony piece of it, right? Because it ties in entirely with who we are. It ties in spirit, mind, and body. You can't technically compartmentalize that. You can work on balancing and bringing all in harmony by understanding what your truth and what your nature is, right? However, you'll find that there's a friction between that, creating that balance, if we are constantly in resistance to our truth and what matters to us in life, right? And so friction, another word that, or resistance, another word that comes to mind, or another phenomenon that occurs where we're out of alignment with our inner satisfaction and balance is stress, right? That's what we call it. That's what we know it as. That's what we throw it around so lightly, but we don't take a moment to recognize what exactly is going on in my body, in my thoughts, in my mind, in my spirit, when there is a level of resistance and friction and burnout, right? And the things that can come with that. So I want to talk about, and I don't think there's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, a point A, point B, point C, and all of that. I just want to kind of have a conversation, if you will, right? A conversation with self. And hopefully as you hear or listen to this or go back to it or just for myself, a lot of times I do go back and listen in to what the show was about and what were the ahas that came out of it. What was the enlightening that I got or enlightenment that I got from talking about this topic? And so this morning, as I was, getting my day going, like I said, it was a 6 to 7 kind of scrolling day, and I am a student as well. And so I had some time. I wanted to organize. I'm getting ready for residency. I had to organize some things and folders and, you know, download to drives and, my PowerPoints and things like that. And so I decided, which I did, was successful in dedicating a couple of hours to getting that done, but also a little time to watch a morning movie. This is before everybody got up. And then I went downstairs to refresh coffee. Then I thought, oh, I do have some laundry that's already dried. Brought them up. And while I am listening to my classroom reading, because I prefer it that way, being read aloud to me, I am folding. And then I took a call from a great friend this morning, and we talked for a little while on the phone. And here I am, 11:30, and having the talk show, right? And so I got asked this question a lot. Well, maybe not a lot. Maybe I think some people postulate sometimes and might think, what does she do? How does she do it? What's going on? Does she really work? How does she get her money? Why, how come she go on vacation so often? Where does she spend her time? It seems like you don't even work. I say this to say that I do have a regular 40 hours or so secular salaried job as a leader, right, at a bank. And secondly, I am in school. And thirdly, not in that order, of course, a mother of parenting. There's the events, there's the activities, there's the organizing, there's the communicating with school and teachers, not just for myself, but for my children as well, the news here and there, and also our family business, which is primarily my husband's thing for the last 15 years, running a limo service. And yeah, I don't get much involved in it, but I do a little bit here what's going on, and I have to lend my ear and support to that as well. However, I will say I very rarely feel overwhelmed. And the reason being, one thing I want to talk about is being present. When I find, and I can speak for myself because I hate to be the kind of person that says, here's what you need to do, here's what you need to do. I kind of mostly share about this is what works for me. And I always say that I am my own experiment. I love to experiment with life. I love to experiment with the concepts and the principles. I love to experiment with the laws of nature. I love to experiment with myself. If it says, then if you do this, that will happen. I literally become take myself on as a litmus test. I literally become the project for that, for my own self. And so over the decades, I have coined for myself, not the, but a work-life balance expert, right? I've written 2 books on it, Finding Work-Life Balance and Fulfillment, basically because I kind of use myself as an experiment. And I'm like, okay, this actually works, right? And so work-life balance is a whole person energy management, right? It's your whole world. What you're trying to do better, what you're trying to do that aligns more with you, what you're trying to do that allows you to be more present, right? And to be able to develop the capacity to be still with thought, to be able to develop the capacity to be still and to create, to be able to develop the capacity to be still and be in your reality. And developing that capacity to me feels like a well-rounded I'm going to use the word thing because I can't find another word, right? So being present and being able to develop the capacity to be still with your thought, at the same time creating with your thought, setting that in motion, setting your day ahead of you, and allowing it to unfold and unwind with your intention, right? And at the same time being in your own reality of actually doing and experiencing and being a part of this, not just as an observer, meaning a daydreamer and just wishing your life away, but also as a participant. That way you're able to engage in the entire full experience of actually living, right? Of actually living your life. So when I think about balance and harmony with inner satisfaction, you can't go around and beat around the bush, negate the whole aspect of being present. And you understand, right? So aligning your goals with the truth of who you are is going to, at this point, make or break you in a way of, am I going to be frazzled? Am I going to have balance and harmony? Is this what I really want? At the end of the day, what is the end result? If there is one, I like to look at end results, and I also like to define it for myself in my own mind, in my own lifestyle, right? And as I balance, I like to define the end result as this word, because it is the end all, it is the journey and the experience, and it's the beginning of thought. And so the word I love to put in play when I think of that is the word intention. Intention, because intention runs the gamut of your entire spirit, mind, body. Intention runs the gamut of all of your desires, the outcome of your thoughts, the experiences that you will engage in and enjoy. It is all intention, right? So without intention, it's going to be a little bit more challenging to find that harmony and create that balance in your life. Now, of course, because I am a life coach, right? And of course, because I am a work-life balance expert, and because I do have the opportunity and the creativity to record the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio, and because the underlying and overstating thread for me in my personal life and experience is work-life balance and harmony and how that plays out in a whole person, right? The roles that I assume are the roles that I assume, the roles that I take on. But I also, as we all do, need to define that for ourselves. My role as a mom. What does that look like for me, Charmaine, the mother of these three children, right? What is my intention of becoming a mother? What are the experiences that I want to enjoy? What is the deepest desire for me? Boils down to what my intention is. So what do I do in that space? In that space and in that role, and we can use it for all the roles that we have. You could do your checklist, your pie chart, your diagram, whatever you want to do. But in that particular role and in each particular role, I must be present. So the harmony and the balance comes with being fully present in your intention and let it flow through your entire life space or within that space that you have narrowed it down to or that you have opened it up to. It's up to you. No two people are alike, right? You can be aligned with your thoughts and your intention in some ways, right? You can have similar interests. You can enjoy different things about your partner, your spouse, your friends, your children. There are few things that may align. And that's why it's important that you stay in your own truths, right? So aligning your goals with the truth and what you desire is optimal to balance and inner satisfaction, right? Because when you have too much friction, too much resistance, too much stress, then you have and have created a burnout process. And so I see and I've observed individuals that literally are living in a burnout process. There's no time to relax. There's no time to enjoy. There's not even time, and I'm talking about people within my age group, there's not even enough time, probably not left on the clock either, that you're still trying to find yourself. Now, it's never too late, because once you get to that aha and the truth of who you are, that's the most freeing space to live in. Okay? So, yeah, I'm just thinking out loud. Dismiss and downsize the junk in your life. I can't find another word, but dismiss and downsize the junk in your life. A lot of times we have too much going on, especially when you have not created the lifestyle, the habit, or the mindset of what balance looks like. You can't do everything at the same time. I've said this, and I probably think that if I go speak somewhere, if I use the talk show, I say it. Sometimes my friends will hear it 10 times, and I'll say it. Have I talked about this before? Because I probably have, and I probably will, and I will continue to. I always say I'm a two-hour incremental person, pretty much. Now, yes, I can put 2 hours and 2 hours together and make that into a four-hour event, right? I can put 2 hours and 2 hours and 2 hours in and make it into a six-hour experience. But I'm typically a two-hour incremental person. So I can possibly accomplish two different things at the same time within a two-hour time frame. Then I can move on. So I have to be intentional with myself. I am fully present while I'm listening to my favorite jazz and folding clothes and towels, right? That's not going to take me 2 hours, but that's just one example of I'm fully present. I am enjoying the moment. I'm enjoying the movement. I'm enjoying the sound. I'm enjoying the thought process flowing in and out and allowing it to come and go. At the same time, I am holding up the clothes, and I'm looking, and I'm thinking, wow, I didn't realize look how big they got. You know, if I'm folding the kids' clothes or when I'm folding towels, I try to think, I wonder what hotel I got this towel from. All right, so I was folding towels this morning, and one of them was from Mexico, and I recall because it's my most recent trip, but I digress, right? So now, you know, I'm one of the people that may fold a towel for souvenir and stick it in. Because I think that's what they have it sometimes. So, but my point is you have to know what your capacity is. And that capacity can be stretched, moved. You can push your envelope as you grow. But first, please capture what's my intention? What do I want? What's important to me? How will I spend my time? Are you hurrying up to do something to hurry up and get to the next thing? Then you're not present. So when I get asked, what do I do for work? And, you know, the question, and sometimes it's in humor. And sometimes I think people just really want to know, how do you get so much done or accomplished? To me, I feel like it's just a bunch of fun and intention, right? So being present, I don't really feel like I'm doing anything. And when you get to the point where you don't feel like you're, for the most part, there's some things that are intense, right? Some things that you've got to focus on. But if you're present and intending to focus, then you don't feel like you're doing this hard work. I blocked out some time for the afternoon to go walking for a couple of hours, 6 miles or so, because I'm trying to lose weight for the summer. And my intention is I will have my book downloaded. So instead of sitting and reading, I can be walking and listening to my book on tape, right? In the meantime, I have a couple of videos, tutorials that I need to watch. So I need to, you know, have my reading glasses when I go out and be able to focus in on that while I enjoy nature, right? And then when I get back, I will probably have, I have an assignment due that I need to begin work on. So you see my point. My point is, even the most intense work, you have to determine what your intention is, and I'm going to block this time out to focus on that. I rarely ever hurry up to do anything. And when I have to, if that, I can't even think of, you know, when I can't think of a quick example, but in the event that I need to get from one thing to the other quickly, meaning something suddenly came up and it's an emergency and I have no control over, I immediately say to myself, and it's a saying of Lao Tzu, in sitting, just sit. And sometimes I find myself saying that when I get pull out of the driveway, head out of the subdivision. There's this particular spot that I get where it's like, okay, I'm on my way to work now. And my brain and my mind and my intention says always, almost at the same point, the same spot every day, Charmaine, in driving, just drive. And so I breathe and relax into that 15-minute journey or time frame that it's going to take me to get to work that day. And so in studying, just study. In relaxing, just relax. In having coffee, just enjoy having coffee. So enjoying the process of the things, the chores, the activities that you have the opportunity to be a part of, and that's how I look at it. Wow, today I get to do this. In this moment, this is what I will be doing. And so when that intention is present, there is less stress, there's less friction, there's less out of balance. Natasha is telling me I've got a few seconds left to wrap up, but I will say, and I will harp on this, dismiss and downsize the too much going on in your life if you're not able to handle it. Determine what's most important to you. We go right back to the first thing I talked about. What's most important to you? And add value to that. Anything that does not add value, you may not need to have that. That could be some relationships. That could be excessive anything. Everything, I forgot the scripture, but it's in the Bible somewhere. Everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. And I will not be mastered by anything. I actually came across that this morning as I was going through my memories on Facebook, and I did quote that that saying, and I thought, wow, maybe that's what was resonating with me. So everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. Thank you for joining me on the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Charmaine, and I look forward to talking with you soon.